This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast our weekend edition radio show here from my Salem Media Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive studio as well. And I will tell you this much, we're broadcasting across America as well as across the Caribbean and around the world too by the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out as always to our active duty military, our veterans, and let's not forget about our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, as well as the U.S. Coast Guard and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working tonight, doesn't matter where or how you're working or what you're doing, thanks for what you're doing to keep America rolling along. We certainly do appreciate it so very much, and your country appreciates you too. Now, let's also remind everybody that you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can also check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America Third Watch.com and check out the information that's over there as well. All right, and let's go to the telephone line, because joining us tonight, we've got to start things out, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underline and emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we thank our founding fathers for that, because in these days and times in which we live, we need more of that. Now, I want to first start by thanking everybody down in Sarasota last night at the Salem Conservative Summit. We had a full house as far as what the COVID-19 people would let us have, the pandemic thing with the rules they have down there. We had a full house. We had a very active group participation. Everybody learned a lot of stuff. I certainly learned a lot of stuff, and I even woke up some of the panelists, Larry Elder and Sebastian Gorka and Charlie Kirk, because Larry Elder made a comment, Kyle, about, well, you know, it's getting pretty close up there in Minnesota. The race is right now within one point, and things are really tightening up in Minnesota. But he didn't say the reason why, and I got a chance to say so at the end. I said, and for you folks, and for you, Larry Elder, talking about Minnesota, the reason the race is tightening up is because Minneapolis-St. Paul, the police officers were laid off. They're defunding the police, reallocating money. Blue Lives Matter. There is a blue wave coming upon Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the state of Minnesota like you ain't never seen, coming from the police and their supporters. And he just looked at me and I said, I'm serious. I'm serious. So there you go.
Wow. Well, yes. Well, of course. You see, you know, this is such a base issue in the sense that people understand that if you just deconstruct on purpose law and order, it's not going to end well.
Yeah. And then one of our Sarasota police officers that was there, because we had a couple of police officers there for security, standard procedure, actually had come down here from Minnesota he told me it was about 3 months ago. He had put his transfer into the works and got his certification down here in Florida and became a police officer in Sarasota. 15 years on the force, and now he was going to be a Sarasota police officer.
That sounds great. that is really something. Yeah.
He had to give up his rank, though. He had been a sergeant up there, and he came down here, and now he's a patrolman. But he'll be back.
I'm sure. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we got to talk about all sorts of stuff, none of which is the least important than the other. But Fox News came out and said they had done a review of the documents from Hunter Biden's business associate, Tony Bobulinski's laptop, based on the stuff that they had been able to find and see so far. And they said that it fails to draw a direct line to former Vice President Joe Biden. Unanswered, though, is how much knowledge the elder Biden had of his son's heavily criticized overseas business activities and alleged misconduct, where they were actually selling the Biden name and the influence thereas that the people could get by paying whatever amount of money they were paying at the time.
Well, sure, and certainly the idea of drawing a direct line, you know, might be something that comes out in a much larger investigation, let's say, by law enforcement or by the Justice Department, for example. But what Mr. Bobulinski was talking about was very, very damning indeed by saying, yes, that his business associate, Hunter Biden, would say, essentially, his father had to sign off on deals, that he was going to get a cut of the money, this kind of stuff. And Joe Biden can say, well, look at my tax returns. But last time I checked, I don't think people put illicit funds on their tax returns.
No.
As far as I know, I mean, I'm just guessing.
Yeah, no, you're right. And again, we talked about what his income had done based on his tax returns. And from 2017 and up, his tax income went from roughly about $700,000 or $800,000 a year to near $16 million, and then $17 million, and then $17.5 million the next 3 years in a row from the 2017.
Well, sure, and while some of that obviously can be attributed to speaking fees and other kinds of things.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that you when you come out of office like that, but generally speaking, though, this is an actual flesh and blood person, Captain, who's making these accusations. And I guarantee you, if the shoe was on the other foot, the Democrats would be calling for FBI investigations. They'd be calling for congressional investigations. Mm-hmm. They might even want a special prosecutor.
Yep.
And the list would go on if it was about one of Trump's children.
Yep. Well, hold that thought. And we got Maria chiming in from Germany. Hello, Maria. Hello, Richard the Marine. I'm not sure who else is in there. I'll have to take a look. But good morning to everybody in the chat room. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch. We're coming right back with more. It is a weekend edition, so that means that we're only on for 3 hours, not four. And we got a lot of stuff to cover here in the 3 hours we got to this morning. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor has got those four ingredients, all natural, that work to help the support of the body's natural response to inflammation. And it lowers or even eliminates pain associated with exercise, everyday living, or those pains, aches and pains you had from just things that have happened to you in your lifetime. Now, it's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. It's 100% drug-free. And it will support a healthy response to inflammation and decrease the discomfort that you have. It comes in convenient packets, and it's available right now by going to the website, ReliefFactor.com/captain. That's ReliefFactor.com/captain. And while you're there, click on the 1995 3-week quick start button and boom, away you go. There's also a little video there that'll tell you how it works and what it does for you from Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that own Relief Factor. But the website again, ReliefFactor.com/captain. Give it a try. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. And before we get to our caller, Kyle, I just heard Nancy Pelosi say, and these were her words, not mine, the destruction of the oil industry is God's will.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Now, this is their response to try to back off what Joe Biden said when they finally, when Donald Trump finally pinned him down and got him to say, yeah, we're going to get rid of the oil. Right?
Well, absolutely. Well, first of all, isn't Nancy Pelosi somebody who had always advocated for the separation of church and state, and now evidently she's trying to discern what God's will is about the oil industry? I mean, really, give me a break. And maybe we could take some of her other policies and stack them up against Scripture and see how they stack up.
Well, Nancy Pelosi is a lying sack of refuse on a street in San Francisco a mile away from her house. Now, let's go to the telephone line. We got Mike in Clearwater. Good morning, Mike.
Hi, Captain. Hi, Professor. I think the Democrats are very desperate, and here's why. In Pennsylvania, there's a hearing, I guess it's scheduled for next Wednesday. Some idiot supervisor of election is apparently going to go to the judge and say, oh, well, if the signature on the ballot doesn't match the one that's on file, that shouldn't count. We should be able to throw it in the box and count it anyway.
That's what I heard.
Excuse me, you know, Is that desperate? I mean, are you really that? I mean, I think they know that in Pennsylvania they don't have a chance, and I think they're doing – it's pitiful what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They're pulling every trick out of the hat, including this one. And then the second thing I want to bring up, as we head into the last part of the time before Election Day, I want people to realize that if you're for freedom of speech, I can come on here, and even though I won't because I support Donald Trump, I could say he's the biggest idiot in the world. And people died for me to be able to come on here and say that.
That's right.
Countless numbers of people have died. So if you want to be able to get on here and say that President Trump is an idiot, that's a beautiful thing. If you want a world where you're censored and, oh, well, we don't like what you said, so now you're not going to be able to say anything anymore, then by all means, vote for the very foundation of everything that we believe, our values, what this country, the principles it was built on, is at stake here, folks. And I just want you to think about that when you go in there to cast your ballot. And I want you and the professor to tell me what you think about what's going on in Pennsylvania and what I just said also.
Okay. Well, thank you,
Thanks,
Mike.
Captain.
Thank you, Mike. Well, Kyle, I'm aware of what's going on in Pennsylvania. I saw the story. Matter of fact, I think he even reported on it yesterday. The PA Supreme Court did rule against the absentee ballot signatures matching. Now, that came through late last night. Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled against absentee ballots signatures matching. So that's what Mike is talking about.
Well, exactly, Captain. And, of course, typically the courts will err on the side of not trying to have any impediments to access to voting, let's say. However, at some point, it does seem to border and really go into the area of being ridiculous, because with access to voting and enfranchisement to voting also comes some responsibility. I mean, if we're going to now have that kind of thing, then we're back to the, well, this Chad was a pregnant Chad, and this Chad was hanging a little bit, and we're trying to, you know, discern the will of the voter, or we're also now just blatantly saying, you don't even have to follow the most basic rules to vote. I mean, that's not the way, that doesn't seem reasonable.
Now, there was an interesting story that came through the back channels until it surfaced late yesterday about CNN. The CNN channel, I think it's fair to call them Trump-hating, correct?
Well, by and large, yes, absolutely, yes. Yeah.
Well, a CNN fact-checker by the name of Daniel Dale said that Biden was false and misleading during the debate, and I'll explain. If anyone is undecided about the winner of the final presidential debate held Thursday night at Belmont University, CNN fact-checker Daniel Dale hinted at the verdict in the Liberal Network's own newsroom. He put out on their chat room, on their page, on their chat room Twitter feed, that Biden had been misleading with some of the statements he'd been saying. They weren't true, and they were factually incorrect, and nobody challenged him on it. And he was just pointing that out there as a fact. So good for him.
Oh, absolutely. You know, this is part and parcel of how the Biden campaign has been doing things all along. They believe that most of the people that they are reaching out to get their news basically from social media, and that they can simply say lies and nobody else is going to go fact check. It might get fact checked here or there, and some, like it just did here with the new, with CNN correspondent, but they are banking on the idea that people aren't going to listen to that, that they're simply going to take Biden and what he says at face value. And that's why this show is important and other shows are important, and this is why we're doing what we're doing, to make sure that the public understands what's going on. And when Biden talks about the things, you know, that it's just unconscionable.
Well, here's something else that's important. Now, we don't really have a poll that's showing an immediate aftermath, if you will, from the debate. But here's one that came out the day of the debate. And it's Rasmussen Reports reporting that President Trump now holds a 3-point lead over Democrat Joe Biden in Florida, 49 to 46%, with 5% undecided. Now, it's a state that's critical, of course, in the presidential run, and as to whether or not the president will get reelected. As Florida goes, the winner goes, correct?
Yes, I think it's a fair assessment.
And that's a three-point lead that I've been telling you there's been a lead, and now here we go. Now, this is turning around from the average of all the polls that we've heard up until this week, but now things are starting to change. In addition, I've been telling you about North Carolina and Mr. Callahan, the Democrat, and the second affair that he had, and that came out to hurt him, right?
Yep.
Well, about a week or so ago, 10 days ago, Mr. Callahan was up by 7, 8, 9, 10 points, depending on where you were looking. Right now, in North Carolina, the average of all the polls that have been done shows a dead heat, 45-45, with incumbent Republican Senator Tom Tillis and Democratic challenger Cal Cunningham in North Carolina. Now, two more races. Minnesota. The U.S. Senate race in Minnesota. It's within 1 point. Within 1 point. And the Republican challenger is making there's a surge going on there right now for the reason I explained, the Blue Lives Matter movement that's there, and the police officers and their families and all their supporters are definitely not voting Democratic. And the other one is in Michigan. The U.S. Senate race is within 1 point right now. Now, there was a poll that was done. It was a Democratic poll that showed the Senator Peters up by 5 points. That's not true. The average of all the polls that were done by Real Clear Politics and by the latest Rasmussen poll show the difference 1 point advantage Democrat. But that's all tightened up.
It certainly has, Captain. And also, it's begging the question, and we're starting to hear a little bit more about this now. It's begging the question about polling in general, and especially after this election cycle concludes, we may see some major seismic shifts in how polls are done, how they're looked at, the importance that they're given, and so forth. And I think Frank mm-hmm. Luntz said something earlier that, hey, you know, pollsters can be out of a job if they get this wrong, so wrong, mm-hmm. if Trump is you know, wins. But again, mm-hmm. there's that silent vote. There's the those that just aren't being sampled in these polls.
Yep.
And it could be very surprising.
And for the last two election cycles, the pollsters have been using the same model, the same way to do things, getting the same results. And it's not working.
No, it's not working at all, and unfortunately, it's becoming much more of a propaganda tool for some in the news media to try to make it their way.
All righty, we got to take a break. We'll be right back with more folks, and I want to say good morning to the chat room, to Sam the Paper Man, to Wally, to Richard the Marine, Steve in Thailand, Maria in Germany, and I'm not sure if Eric's in there or not, but it looks like he might be, Eric in Seminole. All righty, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got lots more to talk about. Busy, 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 busy night.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
Now that the final debate is complete, there will be one last push to grab the undecided voters across America for President Donald Trump and candidate Joe Biden. During his closing remarks, President Trump had this to say about the direction of the country.
At the best black unemployment numbers in the history of our country, Hispanic, women, Asian, people with diplomas, with no diplomas, MIT graduates, number one in the class, everybody had the best numbers. And you know what? The other side wanted to get together. They wanted to unify. Success is going to bring us together.
Biden pushed clean energy but almost got personal and said dignity, respect, character, and decency. Said those haven't been things in the White House for the last 4 years. The president has announced a peace deal between Israel and Sudan. The two countries had been at war for decades, and the president believes there will be more peace in the Middle East in the run-up to the election. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yep, and last night you folks down in Sarasota got an opportunity to meet Larry Elder, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Charlie Kirk, Phil Grandy, and myself. And again, thank you very much for a great turnout, and a lot of great people walked up to us, shook our hand, took pictures, and all that sort of stuff. We appreciate that. But this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance, Geico. And Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, I can tell you, if you go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you click on that link, you put in your zip code, they will give you a price quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, the motorcycle, the ATV, the boat, the RV, whatever it is that you get around with, they'll give you an insurance rate. And if you want to get a much lower policy rate, you can do what I did. I have my homeowners with them as well, homeowners, and they also offer renter's insurance, where they have what's called a bundle. You bundle it all together, saves you a bunch of money, and onward and upward you go, as they say, or at least as I say. So, that's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, again, you can't make this stuff up that's going on right now with all the different things that are transpiring here in the country. And, you know, the GOP... yesterday was in, they were in the Senate. Chucky Boy Schumer was trying again, Democratic procedure. They didn't have the votes to do it. Trying to maneuver, to do whatever. Now the Senate is poised for a rare weekend session as Republicans move ahead on the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett for the U.S. Supreme Court because of a procedural thing that the Democrats brought up, correct?
I believe so, yes.
Well, yeah, there's no belief so. Yeah, they're doing it. So they forced us weekend issues. So now the senators have to be there because the Democrats are trying to stop this procedure from going forward or certainly delay it or slow it way down. Now, will anything happen? No, they don't have the votes. But they're still going through it because they have to, according to the rules. Now, there was another major news story, very underreported yesterday. Sudan joined the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain in recognizing Israel and once again agreeing to peace and normalizing relations with Israel. That's another big deal, and the president can take another bow for that.
Absolutely. And you know what else it shows, Captain? It shows that this president, who's come under attack perhaps more than any president, certainly in the modern era, has been able to continually craft these very important deals that are literally historic. We're now seeing, and you just mentioned another state there in the Middle East, another country,
Sudan,
saying that, yes, we're going to normalize relations with Israel. This is where this is critical work that I'll tell you this, if it had been done under Obama or Clinton or Jimmy Carter, it would have been hailed as a major, major step forward. In other words, we are all safer because of these kinds of deals. And again, it's also twofold. We're also continuing to isolate Iran. And that's where the next big push will come, when a lot of these other deals are in place, because now we'll be unified with the unity of purpose against Iran.
Right. Now, we know about the Chinese 5G deal that they're trying to move in around the world, and they're trying to, get some of these third world countries to go with their 5G system, right?
Right, right.
Well, yesterday, again, the United States, President Trump is the president, the United States and North Macedonia and Kosovo signed a 5G deal with the United States.
Wow. Well, that's really something. And again, this does appear, I mean, you hear there are some detractors about it and this kind of thing, but generally speaking, this is getting rolled out, and it does seem to be the next thing that's going to really be a quantum leap, it would seem, in cell phone communications, that kind of thing, roaming internet communications.
Now, there was a lot of to-do yesterday about the fact that the United States daily cases for coronavirus had exceeded 70,000 for the first time late July. But when they say daily cases, what does that mean exactly?
Well, that's a good question. I know that it has...
Oh, I know the answer. I'm just waiting to see what your answer is.
Well, I know that it has to do with increased testing, for example, but those tests
are
bad for a few days.
No, but the whole thing is when they go, whoa, we have 70,000 cases. Those are people that tested positive.
Well, sure, yeah, they tested
positive. Of the 70,000, we know that in some cases up to 90% of the tests have been a false positive, don't we?
That's right.
And we know that only 5% of that number is going to wind up going to the hospital, don't we?
That's right.
And we know that only 2.85% of that group is going to wind up dying, right?
That's right.
It might be a little higher if you're over 70, but it's not that much higher. It's not certainly not double. It's not 5%. But here's the thing, okay? That's the way it's being reported, all right? And then little Dr. Fauci, the director of the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, called the upward curve a precarious place to be.
Well, of course. But again, this is all how this is framed. I think the American people have been done a great disservice because they're not really getting a real clear picture about things. Unfortunately,
no.
Yeah, it's been used so politically, especially in blue states and blue cities, that when all the dust settles about this, and it's a real thing and all, but when the dust settles about this, I think people are going to be very angry at their political leadership.
Well, they need to be angry at the people doing the testing, too, because we know that in some cases, some of these tests have come out 90% wrong.
Well, that's right. And where do those tests come from, I'd wonder.
China.
Exactly.
China.
That's the
faulty
thing.
Tests, yep. China.
That's right. And so, again, what that did, and as we look back on it, I think, was when we get perspective on it, we'll see, wait a minute, how do you amp up all of the terror that was supposed to be there as well with the coronavirus, with a bunch of tests that test positive when you're not really positive?
Yeah, and that's happening a lot around the country because, again, these little 15-minute tests and all that sort of stuff, they don't really do what they do when they do the more thorough one as far as getting the swab and all that stuff. So you could technically have the flu or you could have just a common cold, and you're going to wind up testing positive for coronavirus, and then it's, oh, we've got another case here, oh, they got a quarantine, oh, and then you find out 3 days later, after three negative tests in a row, that you never had it to begin with.
Well, exactly, and there's a real practical, real-world application here, Captain. Here in Orange County, California, Disneyland has to remain shut up in L.A. County, of course, Universal Studios, and
yep.
That has to do with the number of cases per 100,000 people. And the way that it looks now, according to the guidelines or the rules, really, from the state, Disneyland will not be able to open, as we can tell right now, until well into next year. And that's thousands and thousands of people who are out of work, thousands of businesses that are all around Disneyland in Anaheim, for example, generational businesses that have been there, and it's all going down the tubes because of this new arbitrary moving of the goalposts. And so until we really know that the cases are really cases, you know, more and more people are going to suffer economically.
By the way, I don't know where Barack Obama was except for Norwich, Pennsylvania. Don't know if it was Philadelphia or somewhere else. He had another little impromptu on the street type meeting in front of 35 people.
Wow.
President,
really?
Former President Barack Obama, 35 people. After the day before having 240 cars, and they were making a big deal out of that. We had 240 cars in the drive-in. Well, I made a big deal out of what we did back in 2009 when we had 3,300 cars at the first tailgate tea party in Lakewood Ranch at the Polo Grounds.
Well, sure. And then contrast Barack Obama on the street with the bullhorn with President Trump at the Villages yesterday.
That's right.
In Florida.
Did you see the golf carts?
I was hearing
there were thousands of golf carts that drove from wherever they came from in the Villages, because they do that. There's a lot of people drive golf carts. They may have cars, but the roads were built to have the golf carts. There were thousands of golf carts parked at the polo field.
And I think he did mention it. He says, I love your golf carts. I want to buy a golf cart or something like that. And, yeah, exactly. And then he went off near, I think.
And by the way, they had the world's largest, what they call it, the world's largest golf cart Trump parade yesterday, too, coming down from the different parts of the different areas in the Villages. They all ganged up together, and they all chased each other down into the event. I thought that was great.
That is very cool. But it is a pretty striking contrast. But again, we're told, don't believe your eyes. Don't believe your eyes of all the people who are coming out to see Donald Trump. You know, really, it's about the 35 people, and that's probably 10 more or 20 more than show up to see Joe Biden, for goodness sake.
Yeah, and hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with the first Truckers Highway and Byway Report on the Captain's America Third Watch. So don't go anywhere. Kyle and I will be back. We'll take a look at the weather, and we got winter weather out in them thar hills and the mountains out there, the Rockies and the Cascades, as well as, just snow where it's supposed to be snowing this time of the year. How's that one? I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. You truckers out there, be careful tonight, especially if you're going out into the Northwest.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Oh, yeah. Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia with her husband Don. It's a little early for them to be up, and they're not. But we're just mentioning that that's where they're at, and we thank her for doing that liner for us. And that's just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, our Truckers Highway and Bible Report, first one of the morning, brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop, closest to you. When you see that sign up there, especially up in the Northwest, because it's going to get really miserable this weekend, that's your home away from home, your little oasis where you can go in, you can get a shower, you can get your laundry done, you can hang out, you can get some great food, and just remember, they're always there for you 24/7, 365. Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stops. And we're going to get started with a little poke salad.
Some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this so that you understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. Looks something like a turnip green. Everybody calls it poke salad. Poke salad. Used to know a girl lived down there and she'd go out in the evenings and pick her mess of it.
tote sack. Sail it, Annie. The gator's got your granny. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Everybody said it was a shame. Cause mama was a wicked on ting ding.
Alrighty, that's Tony Joe White. Years ago, Poke Salad Annie. And, let's see, Gator's Got Your Granny. Kyle, remember that song?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I like it. I mean, it's got a real sort of rootsy feel.
Well, that's the Cajun version. You know, that's that Cajun sound to it. But there you go. Okay, well, let's get right over here to the weather, because I'll guarantee it ain't no Louisiana weather I'm going to be telling you about right now. So here we go. Now, first of all, guys and gals, if you're going north and west, if you're going into Colorado, if you're going up into North or South Dakota, if you're going through Nebraska, if you're going out west towards Seattle or Portland or anywhere in between up there in the Northwest, you had better have your fuel right, and you better have your emergency supplies with you, and make doggone sure, because you need to be carrying chains now. Let's not forget about that either when you run up there. And I'll tell you why, because of all things tonight, we have a blizzard warning. You heard me right, blizzard warning on top of 4th of July in Montana. But here I go. A storm system will bring heavy snow and gusty winds from the northern plains to the northern Rockies to the northern plains this weekend. Now, this will be along with bitterly cold temperatures. There's wind chills up there, folks, below zero right now in some of those places. So, meanwhile, dry and gusty conditions will result in critical fire weather conditions over parts of California and the Four Corners region. Now, a cold front's headed off to the east. It's going to bring scattered showers, and in higher elevations, there will be some snow flurries and storms with cool temperatures for the Northeast all weekend long. Take it away, Kyle.
Thank you, Captain. You mentioned about 4th of July.
Oh, yeah.
Montana, blizzard warning there. We do have winter storm warnings all through the state, pardon me, of Montana, including that blizzard warning that you're talking about. A lot of snow came in on Friday. It looks like it's going to be a little bit more on Saturday. Last night we were tracking some very cold temperatures. For example, in Great Falls, we were tracking them at 8 degrees last night. Right now they're clocking in at about 17 degrees, and that's because they have some cloud cover as well right now. So that's insulating it just a little bit. But the temperatures are still bitter cold as we make the rounds. Missoula's 28 degrees and snow. Great Falls, 16 degrees right now. Actually, it's gone down just since I was talking to you.
Yeah, but the wind chill is below zero.
And the wind chill is very, very cold.
Yep.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Billings at 26 degrees and snow. In other words, snow is the order of the day. So no matter where you're going, especially if you're heading up I-15 and you're going past Helena, Great Falls, and heading on up towards the Canadian border, that's where you've got that blizzard warning as well. So everywhere you're going in Montana right now, you're going to be encountering snow just about. So be very, very careful. Also, as we go down into Wyoming, we've got winter weather advisories covering almost the entire state of Wyoming. Now, down in Laramie, we've got high wind warnings on top of a winter storm watch.
Yep.
So be careful as you're coming across I-80 there with high-profile vehicles. Down in Denver, we've got, we've got sort of a mix. We've got fire weather warning because of the fire that's burning there, but also a winter storm watch also in central Colorado that can bring up to 18 to 14 inches of heavy snow. So this is going to be very, very important. This is in the Grand and Battlement Mesas,
yep,
Gore and Elk Mountains, Central Mountain Valleys as well. Out in California, we do have a high wind watch. We're expecting what appears to be a Santa Ana wind event that could be coming in late Sunday into Monday with gusts up to about 50 miles an hour. Now, if you're out in the high deserts, you might encounter that as well. Certainly in the more inland areas, Riverside County, Orange County, as well. And then over in Las Vegas, freeze watch. And also up in Oregon, we've got the winter weather advisories and freeze watches up near Seattle.
Now, here we go, because North Dakota, the southwestern corner of North Dakota, you definitely have snow. That would be I-94 going over into Montana. And then, of course, Kyle told you about Montana. 90-94, you're going to have snow. You're going to have a winter storm warning, and you've got that blizzard warning if you're going up over I-90 and 4th of July. Now, moving over into Rapid City, you've got a winter storm warning there, high winds. The snow is going to get really heavy along that area, and that part of I-90 coming through there, you're probably going to see upwards to a foot of new snow before tonight. That's going to continue. You've also got snow down into Nebraska. You've got a winter storm watch through most of Nebraska. Snow flurries right now, and a winter storm warning in the very northern central tip of Nebraska right now. As a matter of fact, Alan's in, over there where he's at might be seeing some snow. And just north of him, there's a lot of snow headed up towards South Dakota. And then, of course, that snow is moving to the east right now very slowly. And in the southeastern corner of North Dakota, you've got a freeze warning. And then that freeze warning comes down into the southwestern corner of Minnesota, where right behind it we've got another storm warning, a winter storm warning. Also, the northwestern corner of Iowa, I-80, you're going to have some snow and snow flurries there. Sioux City south down onto Council Bluffs and Omaha. And then in Kansas, most of Kansas tonight has a freeze warning. Missouri, the northwestern half going across I-70 and down towards the central part of Missouri has got a freeze warning. Oklahoma, a freeze warning. High winds out in the panhandle tonight going towards Amarillo. As well as you got a freeze warning. Lubbock all the way down to Midland, Texas right now. So temperatures have dropped and it is wintertime. Hello, come in. Now, we may have some showers right now, or the possibility of, on the western side of Michigan, the eastern side of Lake Michigan, but the western side of Michigan. And it looks like as if there is a little bit of high surf over in the east side of Florida, east coast of Florida, from about Fort Pierce all the way up towards Savannah. And that's about it. And we still do have some rain and some flooding down in South Florida left over from that system that's just been dumping rain day after day. So, Kyle, you hang on. And, folks, we'll be right back with hour number two right after this break coming up. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And remember, we are broadcasting a weekend edition. It's a three-hour show all across America. Some of you will hear the show Saturday. Some of you will hear the show Sunday. But however you hear it, thanks very much.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.